talk about McDonald's for a moment, guys.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
What about McDonald's?
McDonald's has announced nearly 4 years after removing High C Orange Lava Burst from the menu. It is coming back. The drink is coming back.
Oh, boy, I wondered. I woke up this morning wondering about that.
I thought you'd be thrilled by that. Yeah, they announced that the High C Orange will be rolling out in select locations this month and will be in participating restaurants across the country by June. It says, according to the McDonald's company statement, the loyal fandom of this deliciously fun and fruity beverage that teases your taste buds dates back to 1955 when it first debuted on the menus.
Really?
I'm trying to find out. It doesn't say here why it was removed in the first place.
I don't know.
Remember it.
I would think you'd go to the grocery store and buy a 64-ounce can for about the same amount that you can pay for 12 ounces at the drive-thru.
Maybe you could use it, speaking of McDonald's, to wash down, and is not appearing yet in our area. And I saw this story a couple of weeks ago, and I forgot about this, but it just kind of triggered this. Have you heard that McDonald's has quietly begun, it says here, rolling out a new McPlant burger?
No.
Yeah. Oh, McDonald's, here we go with another one.
They've started rolling out in Denmark and Sweden. They're going to gauge customer interest before more locations might allow for the meat alternative.
Oh, I'm glad there's an ocean between us. Maybe it won't make it over.
Yeah, right.
Are they really going to call it the McPlant?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it could be.
The McPlant? It says
McFake? Here, what else you want to call it? McFake Burger?
Well, that could be. McPlant Burger, currently for sale, is topped with cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions, mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup.
Are they all real?
Who's going to taste the plant burger after that? Maybe that's why it has all those toppings. Isn't it like basically a Big Mac? Just, you know, let's see, the to all be penny special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. I guess, well, the mission is the special sauce on this thing.
You actually bring up a good point, because I tried one of those, what are they, Impossible Burgers or whatever they are.
Oh, with Burger, with Burger King, yeah, yeah.
And there was so much other stuff on it, you couldn't taste the burger. I mean, it was...
Well, the testing is going to be done in Sweden until March 15th. The Denmark trial will run through April 12th. And then if it tests well in Denmark and Sweden, McDonald's will roll it out other places. It doesn't say why they're testing it in Denmark and Sweden. Apparently, those are the two guinea pig countries.
What I don't get is why you have to pay more for it. You pay more for that than you do for the meat burger.
Well, it probably costs more to manufacture. You know, yeah, it takes a lot of money to make something look like a hamburger.
In my mind, you're getting something less, and you're paying more.
Well, and you can wash it down while paying more with that high C drink you were just talking about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be here, but McPlant. It's 828 to WSGW. Got to be a better name than that.